It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There is a lot going on in Tuolumne County's Community Development Department these days, whether it's reviewing development projects or beefing up code compliance. We're joined in the studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Community Development Director Quincy Yaley. And also a little bit later on, we're going to be speaking with Housing Programs Coordinator Rachel Bell. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I'll start first with Quincy Yaley. Can you give us kind of a basic overview of community development, the department, and the different divisions?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, BJ. It's a great time to come back and talk about our department to the community and just give a little update about what we've been working on. The Community Development Department is comprised of five divisions. That includes our Building and Safety Division, our Land Use and Planning, Environmental Health, Code Compliance, and Housing. We have about 30 positions in our department, and we've been working really hard to fill those over the last few months, and we're hoping to be fully staffed by the middle of March. In fact, across the county, we're really dealing with a high number of vacancies. So if individuals are interested, they could really come and check out our county website. It's a great place to work, and we're looking for great people to join us. So we've been really busy in those five divisions. There's lots going on, and we've got a really great, engaged staff that's working hard to serve the public right now.
Also, the Board of Supervisors not too long ago added resources for code compliance. Can you explain what's taking place in that area?
Sure. So with some of the grant funding that came down from the federal government, the Board of Supervisors added two new code compliance inspectors. Those positions are filled, and we've got a great team now of three inspectors who are out and about in the county responding to complaints that we receive and also looking for any other health and safety violations. The board gave us also funding to do abatements or cleanups, and so we're taking some of our most egregious violations and working through the system to be able to apply those funds to getting those violations cleaned up. What we're finding, though, is that with the additional staff that we're able to put out on the street, we have more resources to communicate with property owners in person and on the phone. And this is working better than just sending out letters, noticing people that they have violations. So meeting up with property owners is actually getting results, talking to them, explaining to them what the violations are, and then working with them on a timeline to get compliance. The board has also directed our staff to add enforcement and penalties for solid waste violations. So we're working on bringing back some new regulations and rules, including new fines for those that create solid waste violations, such as illegal dumping. We're running across situations where we've got some residents who are hired by private property owners to do junk or trash removal from their property, and then that individual who was hired just then throws the trash on the side of the road. So we've come across a couple of situations with that recently, and again, working with those individuals and those property owners to make sure that we can reduce the amount of illegal dumping that we're having. That seems to be a really hot topic right now, and we're appreciative that the board gave us some resources to tackle it.
You know, things like code compliance violations, is that something that's typically complaint-driven or is something that your department proactively goes out and investigates?
Its majority is complaint-driven. Individuals can call our office, 533-5633. They can report via anonymously to our office if they have concerns about properties in their area. They can also go online and file notices. They can go online and let us know that there's going to be violations in their area, and we'll follow up and check it out. It's all anonymous, and we do encourage people to contact us because we all want to enjoy and thrive in our community, and when we have solid waste violations or illegal buildings, we want to make sure we take care of those.
How about the other divisions in the department? What is the status on things like permit times and staffing?
So in our Building and Safety Division, the permit activity never really slowed down with COVID. Our applications have been high, including permits for single-family dwellings, remodels, and decks. Over the last year, from 2020 to 2021, we had about a 10% increase in permit volumes. And from 2018 to 2021, we had a 25% increase. That's a significant That's a significant amount of paper that's come into our office. And we really haven't staffed up until the end of 2021. So we've been trying to handle those permit loads with our existing staff. And in fact, we've never increased the number of inspectors we've had. So those increases in permits result in more inspections. We've been waiting for a lull in our permit activities, but we haven't seen it. Spring's our busiest time. And so we expect that to continue, those levels to continue. Our plan checkers, you know, are working hard. And right now, we've reduced the time it takes for us to get to a first plan check to about a week and a half. We've cut that from 12 weeks, which was sort of where we were at the end of 2021. And that's a testament to our ability that we've got some new positions that we're filling, as well as bringing great people on board.
Is the county investing in some new permitting platforms as well for departments like yours?
We are, and it's a system that we call OpenGov, and we're hoping to launch it this summer, and that's going to allow individuals to apply for permits without coming into our office. We're going to have terminals in our office to assist those who don't have those resources either in their home or office or need some extra help. And so we will be having some training coming up in the next few months on how to navigate that system. It's going to be a much more efficient way to review permits, and we will continue to improve on our processing times. The other thing we've got coming up at the end of this year is a building code change. That always results in a flurry of permits because people are trying to beat the new building code requirements. So I would just encourage people, if they use our office for permitting of any type, they can email us at cdd@tuolumnecounty.ca.gov, and we'll make sure that they get on the list of notification for training. If you ever can't get a hold of us, or you're not getting a response, our extensions are always on our website, or you can call me at 533-5961.
Well, that's a great quick overview of what's happening with the department right now. How about just projects in general? What's going on in Tuolumne County and with the types of projects that you're reviewing right now?
So we've got a number of interesting projects that have been submitted that we're working on. One is a Taco Bell that is proposed down in Jamestown on the side of Highway 108 adjacent to Dollar General. So we're working on processing that permit. We also have a number of projects that are going on in Twainhart. There's been one that's been in the news recently, and I've also seen a lot in social media. And the project includes the property at the Twainhart Shopping Center. A lot of us know that center has been plagued with vacant commercial spaces for years, and the owners are interested in revitalizing that center now. The site right now is limited just to commercial use, but the owners have applied for a mixed-use designation, which would allow a broader variety of land uses. They haven't submitted any specific applications for that center, including applications for housing, which is what I've seen a lot talked about on social media. But housing would be an allowable use if the mixed-use designation is approved. Also, I've seen some elevations on social media, and the county doesn't have those. We're not processing any design applications or elevations at this point, and we're really working with the property owner to refine the application to make sure that they're asking for what they want, and we can make sure that that's being translated over to the public. The project has to go through environmental review, and we're hoping to get it to the Board of Supervisors potentially later this year.
With that Twainhart project, there's been some questions about whether it could be Section 8 housing. Is that something that you can comment on?
Sure. I think that was a rumor that got started online somehow. We've definitely gotten a lot of calls about it, claiming that the county's putting Section 8 housing in Twainhart. I just want the public to know the county does not have a requirement for a project to provide affordable housing or specifically Section 8 housing. Because the applicant hasn't submitted any specific plans, including specific plans for housing on the site, I can't say for sure that there wouldn't ever be affordable housing there in the future. But I just want people to know that we don't have a requirement for it. It would be something that the property owner would be proposing. I really think it was just a rumor that went wild.
Well, we need to take a quick break. We're talking about community development issues on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We've been talking with Quincy Yaley, who is the Community Development Director for Tuolumne County. A little bit later on in the program, we'll also be talking with Housing Programs Coordinator Rachel Bell to hear what's happening in that area as well. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.